Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 6th of March 2024. The Bible reading today is Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 8. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Today's article, titled Doing Good for God, was written by Arthur Jackson. Though he didn't normally carry money with him, Patrick sensed God was leading him to tuck a £5 note in his pocket before leaving home. During the lunch hour at the school where he worked, he understood how God had prepared him to meet an urgent need. In the midst of the lunchroom buzz, he heard these words, "Scotty, a child in need, needs £5 to pay for his school dinners for the rest of the week." Imagine the emotions Patrick experienced as he gave his money to help Scotty. In Titus, Paul reminded believers in Jesus that they weren't saved because of righteous things they had done, but they should be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. Life can be full, extremely busy and hectic. Attending to our own well-being can be overwhelming. Yet, as believers in Jesus, we are to be ready to do good works. Rather than being overwhelmed by what we don't have and can't do, let's think about what we do have and can do as God helps us. In doing so, we get to help others at the point of their needs, and God is honoured. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let's pray. Dear Father, please forgive me for the times I've ignored opportunities to do good. Help me to be more available to help others. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Mike, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.